WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Ever feel that knot in your stomach when you walk into a room full of strangers? Or maybe you dread networking events like they're going out of style. You know, those situations where your brain starts spinning stories about what people are thinking, and suddenly you're sweating bullets. Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into social anxiety disorder, that sneaky beast that can make even the simplest social interactions feel like climbing Mount Everest. Now, before we go any further, let me say this. You are not alone. Millions of people struggle with social anxiety, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a real condition, and just like any other health concern, it can be managed and even overcome. But first, we need to understand what's going on in our brains when social anxiety kicks in. So, here are 5 key takeaways about understanding and managing social anxiety disorder. 1. It's more than just shyness. We often throw around the word shy casually, but social anxiety disorder goes way beyond feeling a little awkward in new situations. It's intense fear of being judged, evaluated, or embarrassed in social settings. Think about it like this: shyness is holding back, while social anxiety is being hijacked by a runaway freight train of fear. 2. Your thoughts are driving the bus. Ever notice how your mind can go into overdrive when you're anxious? You start thinking things like, what if they think I'm boring, or I'm going to say something stupid? Well, these thoughts are not necessarily true, but they feel very real in the moment. They create a vicious cycle. Fear triggers negative thoughts, which fuel more fear. 3. Practice makes progress. Just like learning a new skill, managing social anxiety takes practice. It doesn't happen overnight, and there will be setbacks along the way. But by gradually exposing yourself to situations that trigger your anxiety, you can start to rewire your brain and build confidence. 4. Find your tribe. You know those people who just seem to effortlessly navigate social situations. They're not superhuman. They probably have their own struggles, but they've found ways to manage them. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly helpful. Whether it's joining a support group or simply chatting with a friend who gets it, don't isolate yourself. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. Remember that you're not defined by your anxiety. You are a capable, worthy individual, even when things feel tough. Celebrate your small victories and be patient with yourself. It's okay to have bad days. What matters is how you respond to them. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people you don't know well. Your heart starts racing, your palms are sweaty, and you desperately want to disappear. This feeling? That's social anxiety rearing its ugly head. Maybe you start overthinking every word you say, constantly checking for signs of judgment in others' eyes. You avoid eye contact and find yourself retreating to the corner, hoping no one notices you. Sound familiar? Well, here's the thing. You don't have to let social anxiety control your life. By understanding the triggers, challenging those negative thoughts, practicing mindfulness, and connecting with supportive people, you can start to reclaim your social power. Remember, small steps lead to big changes. So, what are we taking away from today's episode? First, recognize that social anxiety is a real condition, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Second, remember that your thoughts have power to learn to challenge those negative narratives and replace them with more empowering ones. Third, practice makes progress. Don't shy away from situations that make you anxious. Gradually expose yourself and build your confidence. Fourth, find your tribe, connect with others who understand what you're going through. And finally, be kind to yourself. You are worthy of love, connection, and joy, even when things feel tough. Now go out there and conquer those social butterflies. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from it. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.